Okay, today, Be'ezras Hashem, we're continuing in the fifth and final parak of Maseches Avodah Zarah. We are up to parak Hey, Mishnah Yud. Yayin Nesach Shnafel Bar. If Yayin Nesach fell into a bar of Yayin, Kula Asar Banar, the entire bar is going to be Asar Banar. Rishon Gamliel, says, no, there's a way out. Yimacher Kula Lavichav Mechutz Midme Yayin Nesach Shabo. If, let's say, it was a gallon of Yayin Nesach fell into a 100-gallon container of other Yayin. So you could sell all 101 gallons to an Ovid Kochavim for the price of 100 gallons, and that way you're not getting any hana'a from the money of the Yayin Nesach itself. Moving on to Mishnah Yud Aleph, the second to last Mishnah in the Masechta. Gas shel even shezipsa Ovid Kochavim. If an Ovid Kochavim had a wine press that he lined with tar to make it waterproof, so we assume that there's a little bit of wine of Yayin Nesach in the tar itself. Minagva vihi tahura, so you could wash it and dry it, and then we assume that it doesn't have any Yayin Nesach in it anymore, and you could use it for kosher wine because we assume it's not boleya the Yayin. So vishal eitz, but if it's made out of wood, Rebbe Yomri Yinagev, Rebbe says you could dry it and clean it out because the wood also is not Balea and Yayin. V'chamam Yiklof as Hazefes. Chamam say you have to actually peel off the tar and then wash it and dry it because a wood wine press needs more tar, it needs a thicker surface, so that will absorb a little more wine, so you need to do a little more to remove it. V'shal Cheres, and if it's made out of pottery, Afal Pisha Kalaf as Hazefes Arezo Asura, then even peeling it is not going to be enough, it's still going to be Asur. So let's review what we learned today in Perek Hey Mishnah Yud. We said that Yayin Nesach falls into a bar, the whole bar is Asur Bahana, according to the Tanakhama, whereas Mishnah Yud says you could sell it to an Ovid Chavim, just don't charge for the percentage that was Yayin Nesach. And then Mishnah Yud Aleph, we said that if a guy tarred or pitched a wine press, so it depends what it's made out of, whether if you want to use it again for kosher wine. So if it's a typical wine press, you could just dry it out. If it's made out of wood, Rebbe says you could dry it out, but the Chum say you have to peel it. And if it's made out of cheres, then even if you peel it, it's still going to be a problem. It's still going to be asur. But from next time, we'll pick up with Perkei, Mishnah Yud Beis.